spiritual path is called divine ignorance. Divine ignorance. You have no idea what anything is. You just assume to know. You want to act intelligent, to imagine you know something, so you study harder. To learn relative existence. But what you don't realize is you're sending yourself right into the grave. You'll learn and you'll study and you'll become something as it appears. And you'll get older and older and older. And before you die, you'll wonder what anything is all about. You have no idea what anything at all is. But I tell you again, everything is unborn. Nothing actually exists. The only explanation is, it's like a dream. When you have a dream, do you give birth to everything? The dream just begins with everything as it appears. You do not go to a beginning or to an end. The dream just starts from nothing. And it goes on until you awaken. The waking state is called the mortal dream. We're dreaming the mortal dream. All of the things that you're interested in, all of your fears, all of your frustrations, goods and bads, all of your happiness, sads, it's all a dream. And the more you get attached to it, the more human you become. It's like getting attached to a dream and never waking up. And you keep living the dream. Consequently, you create your own reincarnation because you were attached to person, place, and thing. And this pulls you back into a body over and over and over again until you learn to let go. Until you start practicing emptiness. Remember, there is no being and there's no non-being. There's no birth and there's no death. Just knowing this brings you a semblance of peace. Just thinking of these things makes you happy. But it is beyond human happiness. It is beyond human peace. It is beyond laughter. Laughter is when the body is happy over something. When you realize there is no body, where is the laughter? Where is the crying? Where does being impersonal come in? None of those things exist. Therefore you ask the question, well, do I exist? You have to ask yourself, what do I mean by I? do I exist as a human being, as a reacting mechanism, as a person who gets turned on and turned off? That is a false concept. And it's called false imagination. You imagine a world populated by insects, trees, the moon, the sun, human beings, and everything else that appears to exist. And you have discrimination. You like this, you hate this, you enjoy this, you despise that. But I say to you, you must go beyond these concepts if you wish to be free. Just imagine how peaceful you feel when your mind stops thinking, stops trying to change conditions, stops trying to get even, to fight for your rights. What rights? You have no rights. As a human being, you have rights. And you'll always have to fight for them. For it will appear as if somebody's trying to take them away. But in reality, there are no rights. There's nothing to stick up for. You may ask, well, what do I become? Nothing? No. Emptiness is not no thing. It is called emptiness because it means nothing exists as it appears. But there is something, a mysterious power, that is an embodiment of love, compassion, peace, happiness, joy, bliss. Yet those words are meaningless. They do not give it justice. For there's much way behind that. You have to experience it to understand it. You have to experience to go beyond cause. Metaphysics teaches you there's a cause for everything. But that's kindergarten. Cause does not exist. There never was a cause. For there would have had to been someone to make the cause, to produce the cause. And of course, most people call that God. So we get into duality, into separation. We say that God made the cause, and we're experiencing the effect. So I ask you, where does God come from that made the cause? And who made the God? It's all concepts. It's all relative thinking. Do not try to understand this with your finite mind. You cannot. The infinite can never comprehend the finite. Or the finite can never comprehend the infinite. They're two different things. Suffice it to say that you, as you exist now, are complete emptiness. You are pure intelligence, pure awareness, absolute reality, nirvana, just the way you are right now. Do not think about it. If you think about it, you spoil it. Do not try to understand this with your finite mind. You cannot. the infinite can never comprehend the finite, or the finite can never comprehend the infinite. They're two different things.